This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Yes, Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And he won't be around on September 9th, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry.
During our big e-cycling
I really
event.
Would love to be there.
I know. We'd love to have you there, but he won't be there. But we will be live downtown, believe it or not, according to the Googles, the historic district of East Hartford, which we've been here 20 years. I didn't know it was a historic district of East Hartford, but that's where we are located. And you can come on down during the show. We're going to be collecting your e-waste so that you can make sure it doesn't end up in the landfill. Company called Environmental Office Solutions in East Hartford as well is teaming up with us. They're also our client to actually collect the e-waste and responsibly recycle it. So you can get it out of your basement or your garage or your drawers. You can get rid of your cell phones, your old computers, and they'll be responsibly recycled on September 9th. We're going to be broadcasting live from in front of the old Tab Computer Systems World Headquarters. Down there in East Hartford, formerly hermetically sealed. It'd be the last time since we actually did the show live at Tab since we had to hermetically seal it to do the show during the COVID. So feel free to come on down and get your stuff e-cycled. It doesn't cost you anything. You can come on down and wave as you go through the line there and have the data, have your equipment picked up by the folks at Tab and Environmental Office. Mark your calendar for September 9th. So as we wait for your calls, four lines wide open, 860-522-9842. Thought we'd bring up this hot topic. So, we talk about the cloud all the time. And this cloud is called Cloud Nordic. So, yes, you're thinking Vikings. Basically, Cloud Nordic was a website host of some kind, a cloud host and an email host to many, 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 many companies out there in Norway and around the region, I'm sure. They were impacted to the point where all their customers' data was lost. Let me repeat that again. I know you put it in the cloud, but it's gone. You put it up there. And then even their backups, Cloud Nordic had some sort of disaster recovery. Even their backups were gone. What's the moral of the story?
Right? You know what it is.
Correct. The moral of the story is just because you chucked it in the cloud doesn't mean you're in good shape. It just means you're hoping, you're praying. You're hoping and praying that the folks you've stuck your data with know what they're doing and have put in prevention so that this type of stuff doesn't happen. And a lot of times you're saying to yourself, well, this is never going to be a problem for me. I'm not even going to bother backing up my systems. So, because they've got it out there at Cloud Nordic. Well, they don't, guys.
Nope.
This is the case for Microsoft 365 as well. So if you're a company that is using 365, more power to you. No problem. Okay. You need to have a third-party backup because if and when Microsoft is compromised, and we've seen it happen already, Azure keys being compromised, people, you know, the government folks are getting their emails compromised, people are going to be exfiltrating data. You need to back up your software as a service, whether it be a Microsoft 365 instance, which will protect you from your own employees inadvertently deleting it.
Yes.
Or purposefully deleting it. You know, I'm sure every time you fire an employee, it goes perfectly well and they don't do anything malicious on their way out. Right. That's why you walk them out, right? Yeah, never, never, never. So if they saw the axe coming, they could have been deleting that email for quite some time. And you would have no recovery method, right, if you didn't have a backup. So you need to make sure your 365 is backed up just because it's in Microsoft's cloud. I mean, of all the clouds you'd think of, you'd probably want to back that one up more than any other one, right? I mean, they're the biggest target on the planet. So get that, get your backups in place for your cloud solutions. And I know you're going to say to me, well, geez, Eric, I'm paying an arm and a leg to put my stuff out there in the cloud. And now you're telling me I got to pay a pancreas to back it up? Yes, you do. If you want to keep operating, you do, right? I mean, if you backed up your data from Cloud Nordic, you'd be telling Cloud Nordic, hey, thank you for servicing us. We're moving on to another company, which is actually what Cloud Nordic is telling their customers to do.
Yeah, yeah. They're simply waving the white flag.
They're done. Yeah, they're toast.
Similar to what was it, Rackspace did with their hosted exchange email. They're just, nope, either go with 365 or go to someone else.
Right. And lots of people went with someone else.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is just because you put it in the cloud, no matter what it is, if it's your ERP system, you know, if it's your system that that is designed to diagnose cancer, like Elekta. Remember, we've talked about Elekta before, where that software was that whole cloud-based diagnosis software that manages cancer processes, however you want to say it, was encrypted.
Yep.
And they had to run out servers to the local sites to get the clients back up and running in some way, shape, or form as they recovered from that malware attack that ransomed their entire cloud. Same thing's happening in ECHN. I don't know how many examples I can give you. If you need to know, you have to back up what you've put out there in the cloud. Sure, it gives you maybe some additional functionality and all that fun stuff. And the guys who are putting in renting the cloud to you are very happy to rent it to you, right? Very, very. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but landlords make a lot more money than the renters, right? So that's the idea here. These are digital tenements in the sky, quote unquote, and they're renting out space to you at a premium, you know, renting you compute, renting you data storage, renting you software, renting. And then, of course, when it all goes bye-bye, you're left holding the bag. So make sure you back it up. You know, our job as IT people or IT professionals is to try to point out where you're going to possibly go wrong as best we can so that you don't have that issue happen to you. So Cloud Nordic, we'll see how long that company lasts, if it lasts at all. And, you know, people are joking the password they were using was Skull or something like that. But the link is out there. I know you have to cry if you weren't laughing about it. So we'll see how they go. So feel free to get online, guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines open for you guys. A very quiet morning this morning. You're all at the Balloon Festival, probably.
Yeah. Well, it seems that way.
What else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Well, Dropbox has run into some complications with their service, specifically what they call their advanced plan.
Yeah.
With unlimited storage.
Oh, unlimited. I love unlimited.
Yes, unlimited.
It's like all you can eat?
Yeah. With Dropbox, you could have a plan that had offered you unlimited storage on their systems.
Wow.
Yeah. That's quite dandy.
Mm-hmm.
However, they've run into some problems, as I said.
Yes.
They found out that some CryptoKitties are using those accounts as repositories for very large amounts of crypto data that are required if you're updating an entire blockchain, because every transaction for a particular coin goes into a single chain. And as you can imagine,
in perpetuity,
that builds up. Yeah. That's another problem with cryptocurrency that I'm not even going to get into.
I wasn't even aware of this problem. Yeah. I knew about the compute problem, the electricity problem, the heat problem.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bitcoin has actually been forked in the past, but okay.
Yes, that's a whole other thing. But they have to vote to fork it.
Right.
They have to all agree
and
we're going to fork it.
There have to be linkages between the forks and some other stuff. At any rate, it just takes up a lot of storage depending on what you're doing with it.
Unbelievable.
The other thing that people were doing apparently was just reselling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe I've got one of these plans and maybe I set you up to get in there and put your data in there too.
Isn't that like Airbnb, like arbitrage or something like that, where you would actually resell somebody else's Airbnb as another reseller?
What?
It's a thing. Go ahead. Sorry. So they're going to resell the data storage.
So at any rate.
Wow.
What they're doing is they're getting rid of the unlimited storage in there. The ceiling now is going to be 35 terabytes.
That's a lot of storage,
give or take. And apparently they still have some customers that are above that, so they're going to have to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm.
And they will. But the days of unlimited storage on Dropbox are over because of the crypto kitties and the resellers.
Well,
they've ruined it for everybody.
Well, yeah, you make it
the same old story.
That's how I think there's a whole Airbnb approach where you actually have, you can be a second party and resell Airbnbs, and the Airbnb folks don't even know you're doing that. So you're getting a rental from somebody you think is real, but they're just reselling it to somebody else. So that's what's happening with Dropbox, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you got to back it up.
Oh yeah,
right. So you got your big crypto string there.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you lose it?
Oops.
Is it supposed to resync?
Yes,
it is. Supposed
you
to resync.
You can reacquire the blockchain if you need to.
Gotcha. And I can't even believe that's a thing too. So, all right. So storage is a thing with blockchain. I can't make it up. So feel free to get online, guys. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. 45 more minutes. Get online. We'll be right back. All right. We're going to be here at 11 o'clock. Let's get to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're going to go to Ray in Burlington first. What's cooking, Ray?
Hi, I have a question for you regarding my internet network.
All
and
right.
Actually, it's first I'm going to start by asking you whether this sounds like legit. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say legit, but whether it worked. About a month ago, we had problems with our phone. It was staticky, so we had someone come out from Comcast, and they fixed the line coming in, so it got rid of the static.
Yep.
But at the same time, I asked them about our router, and I said, you know, something having to do with the router, and I asked him a question. He did a couple things, but he took and he combined the 2.4 and the 5 gigahertz into one setting,
mm-hmm.
which means my devices will go back and forth without me having to choose them.
Mm-hmm.
But then he tightened the wires on the back of the router. And what happened was this, prior to him coming out, we were getting about 80, 90 megabits per second.
Yep.
After that, we were getting 350 to 450.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So now, whether that was his couple things he did, I'm not really concerned about. But then what I got a question about this is, I have a 4-year-old Samsung Android phone. When I do a speed test, I get anywhere from 350 to 400 on it. I have 2 7-year-old Windows 10 laptops. Again, I'm getting 350 to 450 on there.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased a Lenovo Windows 11. When I do a speed test there, I'm only getting about 50 or 60 megabits per second. I did a couple Google searches, and I looked at some of the things to be done, and I thought, ooh, maybe that's a little bit beyond my pay grade, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to, I figured I'd call you folks up and ask, is there something you would suggest that I change in the settings, or what can I do, you think?
So all those speed tests were done wirelessly, right?
Correct, yes.
All right, so the wireless, you know, the 2.4 and the 5 gig there, 5G, are the methods that you're connecting with.
Correct, yep.
The laptop is choosing poorly, I'm guessing. not getting the best of the performance. So if it chooses 5G but it's too far back, you may not get a good performance. See, when they combine that for you, I would contend they did you a disservice.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
You want to be able to choose your method of connection. If you're at a distance, 2.4 works better. If you're close up to the firewall, the 5 gigahertz works better, and you can't tell now what you're connecting at.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Because now it says, when I hover over the, little bars for the internet, it says 2.4, but I think what you're saying is in the back, it's saying it's 2.4 because that's the only one that's listed on there, but in the background it could be the 2.4 or the 5.
It depends how it's described.
So here's the thing. If it's telling you that it's connected at 2.4, then that's what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
But it can switch at any time, and you would never know that because you're not actually controlling which SID or network name you are connected to.
Right.
If you have separate network names for each different frequency, you're going to have control. You're going to know absolutely that this thing is connected only at 5 gigahertz or only at 2.4.
Right.
And that is all that it will ever do. At this point, you can look at it, what it says now, but 5 minutes from now, it might be a different frequency, and that might be harming the throughput.
Okay. Well, interesting enough, I'm in a room on the second floor, and the internet router is on the first floor.
Yeah.
But when I have the other two computers, the Windows 10, both of them, when I hook them up and do a speed test, they're all coming across at 350 or 400.
Mm-hmm.
And this one that's 3 feet away from it is only getting to 50. So is there anything that you would suggest or a website you might suggest that has different options for me to, maybe I should split the two again? What's your thought?
The issue is based on the actual Wi-Fi radio inside the laptop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would tell you to take that newer laptop and bring it right up against the firewall and do a speed test. It should choose 5 gigahertz and it should be wicked fast.
Okay, so in other words, take it out of where I am in the room now, put it right next to the router, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
And try to see if it connects at 2.4 or 5. Hopefully it connects at 5. And you'll see that you should see the nice high speed.
Okay.
My guess is it's not navigating well between the two the two SSIDs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can update the drivers and see, but I would think those are pretty current.
Yeah, okay. If it's a new laptop, it should be.
Yeah. Well, interesting enough, I was in a different location a number of months ago, and it was actually pulling down. I think that router that I was, that it was about 15, 20 feet away, it was pulling down before at like 400 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of odd that in a different location, it was much better than this, but I see where.
When you say different location, within your home or at a different site completely?
Different state.
Different state. Okay, yeah. So it's back to you again. So you've already proven that the actual device is capable of these speeds, but it's having trouble navigating your SSIDs and making these choices.
Got it. Okay. Hey, is it possible that you have any, what you would say, a reliable site that would say how I should go about taking the 2.4 and maybe splitting it back into the 5. Is that something you'd suggest doing or just leave it that way right now?
Well, you should be able to go to Comcast and do it and look at the configs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd want to log into that firewall and undo what they did so you have the two separate SSIDs. We always think that's the best way to go. And then when 6 comes out, you're going to have that third SSID.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, this fella, he was good with fixing the phone. He got me my higher speed, and he said, you got the two, and you're going to have to decide between the two. He says, why don't I put them together so that, then your computers or your phones will do the MX switching. But I understand exactly what you're saying about that. So I'll give that a shot.
Sometimes they choose poorly.
Yeah. Good.
All right, Ray.
Thanks very much. Hey, listen, have a good rest of the weekend. I appreciate you taking my call.
Our pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. The other thing about Wi-Fi that I didn't even realize until lately, I just found this out recently, Wi-Fi does not go through low-E glass very well.
That's news to me, too.
Yeah, I thought it worked. I thought the biggest issue of Wi-Fi that we see in most of our work is through the concrete walls, right? So school systems that we put the stuff in, you need an access point in every school, every classroom, because it's concrete everywhere. Low-E glass messes with the Wi-Fi signal. I had no idea it did that. Yeah, wow. So I learned something new. We're going to be here for another half an hour, guys. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Everything's been posted over at our Facebook page by Mike G. If you like Tab Computer Systems, you'll get our news feeds. And we'll update you during the week, too, if there's anything that you should be aware of. And then eventually it'll show up on our website over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We're having an issue with that we've been working on. An hour or so from the show, it seems to just populate. It's a third-party tool that we use, and we don't know why it's slow. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Don't forget, mark your calendars for September 9th. Joey is going to be there over at Tab Computer System, the famous Joey Burgoyne and his beard. His beard will be there before he is. We'll be here helping us out with our live broadcast, and you're collecting your e-waste in the historic district of East Hartford. And thanks to Environmental Office Solutions for partnering with us to collect that e-waste. A couple things we want to bring up. This has been all over the news. It's kind of weird. Like, it's like the telephone game. But Apple's been warning for a little bit now, since I see a post going back to the 17th, not to charge your phone, not to have your phone in your bed and have it charging and fall asleep with it. Right? There's a danger there. Electric shock.
Yes.
You know, possible fire.
Yeah, and I'm. If you look at news articles about what they're telling you,
it's almost as if they're playing that telephone game.
Right. The actual message is a little bit distorted.
Some say don't have it charging next to you.
Right.
Which is what people do.
Next to it is, you know, how far? I don't know.
Right.
What I did actually go to Apple's website, and I'm looking at their guidance.
Yes.
Okay, and it says number one. Avoid prolonged skin contact with the charging cable and connector when the charging cable is connected to a power source. Okay? So they're talking about direct skin contact.
Yeah.
Another issue here is use common sense to avoid...
Stop. Common sense.
Oh, I know.
It's not that kind.
We don't have that anymore.
Skip that
okay.
one. No, go ahead. Use
avoid
sense.
Situations where your skin is in contact with a device, its power adapter, or a wireless charger when it's operating or connected to a power source for long periods of time.
Right.
Don't sleep on a device, power adapter, or wireless charger, or place them under a blanket, pillow, or your body when it's connected to a power source. This is all about not touching the phone or the charger or the cable while it's charging.
While it's plugged
also
in.
Not allowing any of those things to become covered while they're charging.
Right.
You don't want them to build up heat.
Right.
That gets contained. And I would imagine that your skin would heat it up also, and that's the issue. So I don't think Apple is telling you not to charge your iPhone overnight on a night table, you know, next to your bed. I don't think that's
unless
what
you happen
saying.
To be a crazy sleeper and you find and yourself on the night table occasionally, which is the case for me sometimes, when the dog and the wife kind of end up sleeping like an H rather than the right way, and I'm literally on the night table. That does happen. So you're right, Dennis. I think, you know, just common sense, which is not that common. Now, what about like the clicker? What happens if you leave the clicker in your bed? Is that okay?
Well, I don't know. It might turn on your TV in the middle of the night while you're sleeping.
The dog does that all the time.
Or maybe it'll turn the volume up and wake you. Who knows?
The dog does that all the time. All right, so we've done our public service about Apple and not charging it. Not having a plugged-in device charging under your pillow is probably a bad idea. This public service brought to you by Computer Talk with Tab. All right, let's go to your calls. We're going to go see what Steve in West Hartford's got going on. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome
morning.
Show. Listen as much as I possibly can.
Thanks.
I'll try to condense this as best as possible. I had Webroot for a couple years now. Never had a problem with it or any issues from being on the web. Just recently, I had to renew my tech support just because that's who I've been using, although I'm not using them now.
Yeah.
So on Monday, I renewed my tech support. They told me, make sure you renew your web route, but they made it clear, don't do it until Thursday, do it the 24th. And they said, if you're really not using tech support, we don't show that you use it at all. They said, just cancel it on the 25th. And you'll still have your web route. I said, okay, right, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. So I went about doing that, and after the fact, I received an email from the guys with the big yellow letters that said they canceled both, or the receipt showed canceled your membership with tech support, canceled WebRoot.
Mm.
So I got on the horn, and they said that's just the way it is. And I said, but I was a member at the time, and that's really not the issue.
Right, right.
But they told me I'm going to have to reinstall for a new antivirus. You can't just up it without, you know, going into the computer itself.
Wow, what a pain in the butt.
Yeah, what a pain in the butt, especially when you're not really computer savvy. I use this for sales and doing stuff like that. But in the meantime, I said, let me just see if I still have WebRoot on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
So click down, and it said WebRoot is still on. So I said, huh, let me see. I went on just to a couple sites, nothing that I had an account with or anything. Went on to Craigslist, done something. That was fine. Clicked on to YouTube, and all of a sudden I had bells and whistles and sirens going off, and it was like a fraudulent message that locked up my computer.
Yeah.
And this is half an hour after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that I could shut it down was hitting Control-Alt-Delete, you know?
And ending the task.
Yeah, to actually shut it down.
Right, so your browser was hijacked.
Yeah, and I have a question. When you went to, you said you went to YouTube and that caused this. Did you search for YouTube within Google or whatever search engine are you using?
What I did is I hit Yahoo, then I hit the task bar for Yahoo, and I have a list of frequently visited sites.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
And when you click on that, then it brings you to a page where you could pick, YouTube Premium, Amazon Plus, Amazon Prime, and you click and you do that. But I went back, and YouTube didn't really seem like YouTube after the fact, but I did have that threat on my computer.
Right.
Yeah. What I think might have happened is that somebody got an ad onto that page that kind of masqueraded as this regular link to YouTube that you're typically looking for and use.
Yeah.
And I think that took you to a malicious site instead of YouTube.
Right.
So
yeah, but this just seems just a little too coincidental, being I've had WebRoot for 2 years.
Ah, so here's the thing.
Very a problem ever.
I'm just going to say it right out loud. That browser hijack did not come from inside your computer.
No.
So WebRoot had nothing to do with it. WebRoot being there or not or whatever had nothing whatsoever to do with that. That came in from outside.
It's not coincidental, then.
It is coincidental.
Yeah, there's nothing
completely coincidental.
Nothing nefarious about WebRoot that would do that. And it's really, unless you're running OpenDNS, which if you ran that, you probably wouldn't have been delivered to that site. It would have hopefully blocked you.
Yeah.
And it just seems like a conspiracy to have tech support and WebRoot through the guys with the big yellow letters, you know?
I hear you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I understand, but I've seen these browser hijacks. So has Eric.
Yeah.
They don't come from the computer itself.
No.
They
and you know what's strange? I went
outside.
Back onto Amazon when I turned my computer on.
Yeah.
And I look, and it says Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Then you look at the web base, and it said Amazon Prime. I click on it, and where you have Amazon in the top left corner of the page, and then you have a little task bar where you could scroll or you could put in whatever you're looking for.
Yeah.
It just said Mazon with no A.
Hmm.
So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
I liked WebRoot, and I still anticipate getting it.
Yeah.
Just because the geeks can put it on for me, and I'm
right.
In and out. I put it on a backup computer and this computer here.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I tell them or say, hey, you know, this is what I'm looking to do. Any possibilities of getting a manager over here while I explain so I don't have to tell you this long story two times. And I mean, do I have to worry that there's something malicious on my computer now? Does it have to get wiped and reloaded, or can I just go ahead and put a webroot back on without worry?
You can't assume that you're impacted. So you've conflated both of those issues, right? You've said, hey, I removed webroot, and then all of a sudden I get hit with something. They shouldn't have to wipe and reload, like Dennis said, no. You can put webroot on there, run a scan, and it'll take care of it, and you're done.
I don't know if I made mention, after the fact, when I had to Control-Alt-Delete to shut my computer down and I went back on,
yeah.
I went back on, I still had webroot, so I ran a scan.
Yep.
It showed no issues or no threats.
Correct. This is a browser-based issue, not a...
Browser getting instructions from a malicious website.
Right.
It's not anything that's on your computer. It really isn't.
This is where OpenDNS comes in. You've ended up at a bad site. Webroot has nothing to do with it. You just inadvertently clicked or retricked, or like Dennis said, the ad. Many ways you got here has nothing to do with Webroot.
What I would do if I were you is... stop clicking on a portal to get to things you want to go to. What I would do is collect up your bookmarks for the sites you want to go to and make sure they are bookmarked in your browser, and then only use
the correct
bookmarks in the browser to get to those sites.
So you really have to be cautious even.
Because these portals, the search engines, they can get seeded with bad ads that are taking you to malicious sites. I've seen it.
And counterfeit portals exist that look like they use the Cyrillic A, and it looks like a regular Amazon A, but it's a Cyrillic A, and you're going to go to the wrong Amazon.com.
Yeah. I know I mentioned, but I don't know how much in detail, when that fraudulent message came on that was flashing with horns blowing and all.
We've heard it.
Yeah, Microsoft or Windows support, call now, your IP address has been hijacked by someone in Rhode Island. They actually named the state, and it just went over and over over.
Big, fat, honking lie.
It's a scam.
of course.
Yeah.
But I mean...
it's scary, though.
Even though...
Well, they what they're really trying to do is get you to call that number, so...
Right.
Yeah, good luck there. I'll give them my social number along with that, too.
Right. All right, Steve. I mean, I would tell you to load the webroot back on there and
give it a try.
Give it a try again, and it's not a conspiracy, I promise you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have no banking information, no anything on there. So, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you,
Steve.
We appreciate you being there.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye. We're gonna step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back. And you might have noticed all the tunes are women, talking about women.
Yeah.
And it's Women's Equality Day, which in my house is every day. Hopefully your house too. And speaking of that, my wife convinced us that we should buy a new laundry center from a big box store for a property we have. So I did. Bought this new laundry center. It's all... newfangled Wi-Fi connected, right? It's both a washer and dryer at the bottom. I'm sorry, washer in the bottom and dryer at top. It's one big stacked connected box of monstrosity that I can't move. So what did I do? I had the big box store, quote unquote, I'm going to put these in heavy quotes here, professionally install it.
Oh,
that's the big mistake here. So we order the big box store. They get there and they deliver. They take the old one away and they get this new one in there. The bottom. So this is where we are in the year 2024. We can't have nice things. We can't do the basics anymore. Is what I'm getting at here. On the back of this laundry center, Samsung, it's an LG laundry center. It tells you have to have a certain plug in order to plug in the dryer, right? So it's got the little right angle prong and then the two slashed prongs. 240 volt or 220 volt.
Yeah.
It's right there. There's a picture on the back of that thing in the manual, page 19, has the same picture of that outlet. And guess what we have, Dennis? That exact outlet.
Oh, convenient.
Yeah. Should work great. So these professional installers come and they use a regular plug to plug in the washer portion because that's all it needs. They connect the drain perfectly, and they attach a cord that doesn't have the right end on it. And do they plug it in? No. They leave it for us to do. And, of course, it has three prongs on it that's designed for an oven connection.
Right.
Now, here's where it gets crazier. I'm in the Twilight Zone. I spent hours on the phone with the big box store customer support saying, you guys did this. I can show you pictures. Try to convince a customer service agent of this issue. Now, I'm explaining to you exactly as it is. I have the right outlet. I have the outlet and all the pictures that are designed to plug it in. I tell them they put on the wrong cord. The third party, quote unquote, professional installer say, well, that's the cord that comes with this Samsung washing machine. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's not. It can't be. Try to explain them that it can't be.
Ugh.
Do you think they've come out and tried to fix it?
No.
Do you think I have to pay another person to do that?
Probably.
That's what's happening today.
Oh.
How is this a thing in this day and age? I just, it's a power cord for crying out loud.
Ugh, I don't get it.
For a washer and dryer. And they're promoting this thing all over TV, this big box store, this exact thing. I'm telling you guys, make sure you know what power cord they plugged in, because it's not going to work if they, I don't know. It's just, I just can't believe in this day and age we're getting to that point. You can't get the right power cord for your appliance. It's not a cheap appliance either. Let's go on to Kim, but my wife tells me it's a good investment. Let's go on to Kim in Bloomfield. Hey, Kim. What's up? Kim, you there?
Hey, so, yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, real quick.
Okay. So I just bought a new laptop, okay, brand new, and just setting it up. Like, I have an old email, ATT.
Yeah.
.net. So where do I go? I mean, right now, you know, it came with Microsoft Edge and Bing. And I also used to have Webroot. I bought it at Best Buy, okay, and they said that it would cost $40 to put it back on.
To put your email back on?
No, to put, I'm sorry, I've got too many questions, I think. I really do, because I just like setting it up and like just pressing mm-hmm. this. Do I sign in and sync data? You know, I didn't have them transfer any of my data. I wanted to start fresh with a new computer, just like start fresh.
Yeah.
But even with my old computer, which was the HP, it always said that my Microsoft settings were out of sync.
Settings, the Microsoft 365 settings.
Yeah. I don't even have 365. I mean, I just, so, cause it usually comes, so let's try the email thing. So I get my email on my phone and my iPad.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I've never really been able to, It just stopped working on my old one, and then every once in a while I'd go into Yahoo.
Yeah,
I mean, what would you suggest?
Well, if you're running AT&T, Yahoo would be a browser-based way to get into your email.
Right.
Nothing to set up. You just log into Yahoo and you get your email that way. If you want to use a mail client, like Outlook or Thunderbird or
Windows Mail,
you have to go to those applications and configure your mail settings for your AT&T account on that client so it can send and receive mail. We can put a link up to that, but we're running out of time. But we'll put a link up to how to configure your mail on a mail client. That helps. All right, Kim?
Okay, that'll be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Should I sign in and sync my data?
That's up to you, but if you had nothing out there, I don't even think I would bother with it, and you wanted to start fresh. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this Saturday morning. We're all out of time. Thank you, Mike G, for posting everything live. See you guys next Saturday.
Remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.